Begin, though, with that 360 exclusive involving alleged misuse of government power, not to investigate or prosecute potential acts of terror, but to intimidate and persecute individuals. Like this man who you see here at the airport in Rio de Janeiro, David Miranda, and his spouse, journalist Glenn Greenwald. Tonight, they are speaking out for the first time since Miranda's detention at London's Heathrow Airport on his way home to Brazil. Greenwald, you'll remember, writes for Britain's Guardian newspaper and has been NSA leaker Edward Snowden's conduit to the world. Sunday, Miranda was heading home from Berlin, having met with a documentary filmmaker named Laura Poitras, who has been working with Greenwald on NSA stories. While he was changing planes in London, British authorities detained David Miranda and questioned him for nearly 9 hours under Britain's anti-terrorism law. As you'll hear, though, only on 360, Miranda claims they did not ask him a single question about terrorism. They did, however, threaten him with jail time and confiscate his laptop and memory sticks, and before letting him go, just minutes before the law says they'd have to justify their actions in court. Just a short time ago, for the first time since the incident, I spoke with David Miranda and Glenn Greenwald. David, let's just start with, there's been a lot of misreporting on this. So if you can, just take us through what happened. You were on a plane. There was an announcement that everyone had to show their passports. And then what happened?
Well, I walk out, and there was two officers just waiting by the door of the plane. And they just like checking people. They pick up my passport, and they look at my name and look at my face and just ask me, sir, can you accompany me? And I went with them. And we went to this room, and there was four chairs in there and a table, and they started to ask me questions there. The moment that I got there, they told me that I was under this law, because I asked why I was being held. And they say there was the law that turns in 2000, and I asked what was my rights in that, and what do I have to do. They say that I have to answer every question. And if I didn't cooperate with them, I can go to jail.
What kind of things were they asking and saying to you, David?
Well, they asked me all kinds of questions. And they asked me about my relationship with Glenn. They asked me about my relationship with Laura and what was I was doing on my trip to the Germany and what I was carrying, everything.
And, David, British authorities say that they detained you under, it's called Schedule 7 of the UK Terrorism Act, which allows them to question someone to determine if they are or have been, and I quote, concerned in the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism. Did they actually ask you anything about terrorism?
No, they didn't ask me anything about terrorism, not one question about it. And I think it's really weird because I was in there for like 8 hours without talking to anybody outside. And like, they're just like, keep me. I have to ask them, do I have to answer this? And they asked, just telling me, like, if you don't answer this, you're going to go to jail. And you know, that's a big thing because like, when they say like, that I was in this, under this law, this is terrorism. You know what UK and United States do. They have all the powers in the world to do anything they want with this because I've been following Glenn and his career for the past like 8 years, and I have seen many stories that people are pick up in the different countries, get into this Guantanamo Island and just like stay in the prison and they have vanished. Nobody's seen them. So in that moment, I was like really afraid what would happen to me.
Sure.
And I was, you understand that I was for 8 hours without talking to anybody outside of the world. I didn't know what's happening. And they keep trapping me about me going to the jail without law.